Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, TJ, I mentioned there was some injury updates. We saw Quintez Cephas earlier today get helped into the locker room. Lower body injury. We don't know yet what it is. Aleem McNeil, in about the last half hour of practice, was slow getting up, but as we know from being young and the benefit of youth, he was back at it a few plays later. So we don't believe it's anything serious for Aleem McNeil, and he's one of the guys that Frank talked about yesterday, that he was flying around day one of pads, and the difference, you mentioned it, of evaluating. In OTAs, the only thing that you can evaluate is either how smart or dumb a guy is. I mean, that's about it.
Know how to line up. Know your assignment.
Yeah, right. Show up on time.
You're not trying to overpower
guys. Be in the
guys.
Right gear. Right. Yeah. But even early on in training camp, like, it's really still only how smart or dumb a guy is. But when you get to the first day of pads, now that all changes because it's more – NFL-style football. It's not game speed. It's not playoff speed. And honestly, any of these guys probably wouldn't know what playoff speed was. But the evaluation of the team pre-pads and post-pads.
Yeah, well, I mean, it breaks down to two categories, right? I think there's always the pre-snap, alignment, assignment. Is the guy aligned in the right way, the right position? Does he know what he's doing, right?
Is he
supposed to slant here. Hey, we got a pressure coming from the right, Hey, we got a pressure coming from the left. Whatever you're supposed to do. I think a lot of, like you said, OTAs, shorts, helmets, that's a lot of the time to really focus and concentrate on that because it's not so much about being physically dominant. But now when you put the pads on, you've got to combine that with the other aspect, which is actually doing your job, right? It's no longer just, hey, I'm in the right spot, and I did the right thing by slanting, inside, or I did this. Now you got to win. Now you got to beat your one-on-one guy. You got to win that matchup. So now it all comes down to how well can you put those two things together, right? Not only knowing what you're doing, knowing where you're supposed to align, but doing your job, right? Because that's the easy part. The easy part is, okay, I'm lined up here. I'm a three tech. I'm slanting to the A-gap, right? Now I got to do it. Now I got to beat the guard. Now I got to beat the double team. Now I got to read my keys. Is it pass? Is it play action? Is it a run? Or, what's going on? That's all the next step in the progression when it comes to throwing pads on is now you just add in that extra physical element that is going to make a lot of these guys either stand up, kind of stick out in a positive way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you see it every year. You're going to see guys that just kind of crumble when the pads come on. And that's why I said to start the show, I mean, I love coming out here in pads because there's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere
something.
To hide anymore.
Yeah. And I got to ask you this question before we go. Practice is just now ending as we're watching the team huddle up. When we talk about Penei Sewell, we talk about Aiden Hutchinson. When you talk about guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown, some young players that are still – finding their way. You can try some new things in OTAs. You can even try some new things at the start of training camp, but you really never know if those new techniques will work until you get to the padded practices. How often in training camp would you try new techniques? How often did you feel you had that latitude to try something new, knowing that it might be successful, but it also might be a gigantic failure?
Yeah, quite often. But like you said, I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
you always – practice is the best time to try those, right? You don't want to get in game and say, well, I think I'm going to try this for the first time, yes. Something that I've never tried before. Uh-huh. You always want to practice it. But also there's always that thing in the back of your mind where, look, I used to take one-on-one pass rush, right? And I'd say, okay, I'm going to work on a couple different sets here. If I get beat, whatever, I get beat.
Yeah.
But there's also that pride factor, especially when there's fans out at practice and maybe you're trying something new and it doesn't work out and you get beat and everybody's like, oh, he sucks. He just got his ass kicked. Yeah, you know,
especially with Twitter now. As soon as it happens, it's out there. Oh, man, look at this. He's terrible.
And that could kind of make you hesitate to say, well, maybe I don't want to try anything new because I just don't want to get beat, right? Yeah. And I don't want a bad evaluation on that rep or that drill or that period, whatever you're going through. But as a vet, I think it's much easier, to go through those things and just to try some, whether it's a pass set, whether it's, hey, I want to do this with my hands, maybe I'm going to flash, maybe I'm going to punch, whatever you want to do. Practice is always the best time to do that. But you also have to understand, at the end of the day, especially for young guys that are coming out here to compete for jobs, you have to be productive. So maybe it's not the best time to try something new if you're a young player because that could be the difference, maybe one or two reps when the coaches and the Brad are sitting there evaluating practice, who gets the upper hand. Hey, this guy lost one more rep than this guy did. A lot of times they don't care if you're trying something new. They just want to see you compete and do your job. So I would say there's definitely a fine line that you have to try to balance that.
Well, we're going to continue to bring you everything that happens down here at Allen Park at Lions training camp. Throughout the course of training camp leading in through the preseason games, and TJ, I know you're super excited for that first preseason game.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, the hardest part is trying to memorize 90 different guys. I'm out here even
40
today.
40 guys practice. On each side already going to be there.
Who's number five? Who's number this? Who's number this? Yeah. Not only do you have guys, a ton of new guys, but you got guys changing. Like we said, Jeff Okuda's on his third number. It's like, who knows that number
years.
One out there, right? So there's a lot of homework that's got to go into it. But you know what? Just being back out here smelling the grass, hearing the pad spot. Although you can't really hear the pad spot anymore with those giant pillows on their helmets, which is a little bit different. But this is the first time I think this summer for me where I'm like, hell yeah, it's football time. Let's go, man. So we're right around the corner, man. We got a week and a half until the first preseason game, and we know how quick that goes. And then, September will be here soon. They're going to be ready to roll into the season, man. But this is a beautiful time of year.
It is. We'll continue to, like I said, bring you the updates from Allen Park, Lions training camp. He's Lang. I'm Jansen on Necessary Roughness.